Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Are you a diehard Saints football fan that likes to have fun? Then join the most fun Saints fan community, Saints Happy Hour. We'll ship you our booze bundle welcome kit today with 4 original Saints swag items not available in stores. You'll also get access to our live chat room where you can make new friends and talk Saints all day. Plus, get our daily podcast and be in the know on all Saints news as it happens. Go to saintshappyhour.com. That's saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints happy cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome to Saints Happy Hour Podcast. How'd you like that new video intro on the YouTubes? Boom! $8 cost us. How's everybody doing tonight? We're getting closer to NFL football, maybe, possibly. A lot of Rona news breaking before the show. Dave, what are you drinking tonight?
Here, let me get that. I didn't know you were going to put me on the spot like that. I am having an all relation job money. It's a it's an IPA. Is it a double IPA or is it just a regular IPA?
That looks like a movie that Nicolas Cage was in.
It's a little IPA, actually. 6.1% ABV by volume. And I'm going to pour one of these out for all relation, the brewery, because they recently announced that they were going to have to close indefinitely.
That's National Treasure, the beer.
Coronavirus. National Treasure, the beer, yeah.
That was Nick Cage, right?
Yeah. It was Nick Cage. Vitam debitum, it says there on there.
If you drink the beer, do you enter another dimension?
No, nothing happens at all, unfortunately. You get a little tingly.
Anybody else drinking something as exotic as what Dave is tonight?
And so, Andrew is not.
So I am drinking Copperhead Rock and Rye from Switchgrass Spirits. It's a distillery in the St. Louis area. It is 80 proof, 40% ABV. It has rock candy in it.
Oh, well, that sounds like something I would like.
It does.
Yeah, it's got like a candy-ish cinnamony.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Type flavor. It's not.
That's right up Ralph's alley.
It is.
Well, I was about to say it's right up your alley. Like it's not as smooth as like I'm used to with like certain ryes that I drink, but you know, it's does the job. So.
Well, I think Dave's about to rip on me for my choice of beers, but Ralph, I can always count on you to one up me in terms of terrible tastes. You look like you've got a Bud Light.
Wow, you got to be good. First of all, that's an abomination.
So, Dave, would you like to retract your insults now that you've seen what Ralph is sporting?
First of all, Ralph, that's an abomination because it's a Budweiser product. I'm a Coors Miller Abita family, so I've got to support Coors Miller. And so at least Andrew's got that going for him. But yeah, Bud Light Lime, Jesus. You're like a 16-year-old girl who's like going out to party, you know, who snuck out of the house and they got some adult to go try and buy them beer and he got them Bud Light Lime. You're muted, Ralph. You're an idiot.
You're muted, yeah. Ralph.
I feel like the candy that Dave eats, Ralph just takes that in liquid form, in beer form.
That's what I'm saying. He was talking about Bucky. He was talking about going to Bucky's. He goes to Bucky's twice a week, and he gets the 64 ounce. And as if that wasn't enough sugar, he's squirting more flavored syrup into it. I mean, like, come on.
Ralph, you're muted.
Yeah, no, you do 64 ounces at Bucky's, and you do three pumps of cherry syrup, and...
I know, well, you're drinking way more sugar than I'm even eating candy in a week,
well,
for sure.
Well, I do it because, God rest in peace, Wilford Brimley, I'm not going to get the diabetes. God already made me crippled. He's not going to give me the diabetes. I can drink as much sugar as I want.
Famous last word.
So I'm drinking the boot, Abita. I got a six-pack for my in-laws, and so I've been slowly working on those this week. They're pretty tasty, light, enjoyable, refreshing, good on a hot summer day.
So that can transition us into because I have a filthy, disgusting habit of drinking like 130 ounces of soda a week from Bucky's. That's kind of disgusting. We can transition into another kind of disgusting habit that Drew Brees apparently has said he's given up. And that's licking his fingers. He came in this week. He's like, I gave it up. And it just proves to me that if you need to give up anything in your life, you can do it. Do we think this will last? I think it'll last till like the middle of the second quarter of the opening game. He's going to be back to licking his fingers. I don't believe this for one solitary second, Kevin, that he's broken this habit of licking his fingers.
Yeah, I think he'll do it in the second quarter, and then he'll have somebody chastise him for it, and then he'll stop again. It'll be a work in progress. I definitely think he'll get caught on camera a couple of times doing it.
Look, picture this. Week one, Tom Brady versus Drew Brees. He's already down 7-0. He starts to lock in. Couple first downs to Michael Thomas, maybe a holding call. All of a sudden, you're looking at 3rd and 7. He hits Kamara out of the backfield for a big first down. Things are really starting to cook. He ties the game at 7. We're entering the second quarter. It's coming. You know he's going to lick his fingers. That scenario does not play out without Drew Brees going back to the shoulder tick, the finger licks. I mean, it's
coming.
Gonna
have to have a lick?
There's no way around
it. It's not like a nervous tick, but it's like a compulsion, and he's got it, and he does it without even thinking. I'm sure of it. He's not thinking every time he licks his hands, or like you said, he's got that shoulder. You know, he likes to do that. You know, he likes to, you know, shimmy around in his shoulder pads there for a second. And I mean, that's totally human. But those little idiosyncrasies are very, very difficult to break.
Kevin,
I mean, I was reading an article about because this is a thing. In Major League Baseball, too. I mean, because, you know, players or, you know, pitchers, they do crazy shit with their saliva and their spit and whatever within the rules. I mean, if he's genuinely concerned about, his fingers being moist or whatever and his grip on the football, I wouldn't be surprised if he goes out there with like some kind of like wet towel or whatever, where he can at least damp his fingertips on the towel to sort of give him the same feeling or this on the ball without having to lick his fingers. So here, I would say keep an eye out for that. I could see that happening.
Kevin, this might be my worst idea ever or my greatest. Do we need to create the Drew Brees liquor ticker for the podcast?
Yes.
Count them off like dings every time he licks his fingers.
Yes. We can take bets. Well, it'll be for charity. People will bet. They can Venmo or whatever, bet money on what the season final total will be. And it'll be like a 50-50. The winner gets half and the other half goes to charity.
Well, yeah. I love it personally because it's another opportunity to criticize Drew Brees, since we do that no matter what he does. So, sounds great.
It is, you know, and here's the thing. I would set the licking of the fingers, like I would say, like at least 7 a week. So you're looking at 16 games. You're looking at like 120 licks of fingers.
You got to take into account, though, are they going to play 16 games?
It's dicey.
And well, I mean, like, this has to be caught on camera. You think they're going to catch them doing it 7 times a week on camera? That seems a little high.
I
say maybe 2, 3 a game.
Now they're gonna have a camera specifically on Drew Brees the entire game to catch the licks and chart them. Believe it.
Here's the real question. If he kicks the habit, let's say he doesn't do it at all, okay? But then the vaccine comes out and it feels safe to – you don't have to socially distance anymore. I mean, it's probably not happening during the season. But if it did, would he go straight back to it?
Straight back.
Straight – like nothing ever happened, right?
Kevin, he goes straight back. He's an addict. He'll get the vaccine and lick his lips to celebrate, right? Like he's totally off the wagon.
Right.
Well, what if he doesn't get the vaccine? What if he doesn't lick his fingers and he has a terrible season?
Ooh.
Do we blame it on not licking his fingers?
See, Nick Underhill could do like a 5,000-word article midway through the season of like Drew Brees pre and post licking. Which is weird, word choice. But we could would that be like
perfectly fine word choice?
All the fans, Andrew, would be like, Drew, you got to go back to licking your fingers. You're only completing like 58% of your passes. You got 10 touchdowns, 8 picks. You got it.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, I think if the Saints start 0-2, then it's like, look, forget being sanitary. Forget trying to stop the spread. We got to win.
Tell Dr. Fauci to go get fucked. We got to win a Super Bowl. Hygiene is out the window. Lombardi over hygiene every single time. As sports keep coming back, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, betonline.ag. Major League Baseball will soon be in full swing, and there's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to be in on. Also, tune in as Floyd Money Mayweather joins the BetOnline team in a new segment called The Ice is Right, where he talks about his expansive jewelry collection. He'll give you the chance to win some great prizes and bet on the cost of his bling. Visit betonline.ag today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the welcome back to sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts.
By the way, we saw how Fauci threw a baseball. How do you think Fauci would throw a football?
Oh my God.
Ooh.
He's
getting that Dr. Pepper challenge.
He's less athletic than me, and I can barely walk.
I don't think there's enough moisture in the world for him to grip a football properly.
Here's a question, Kevin. You know, I feel like when we do this podcast in 2050, we'll still be talking about Bountygate, and we'll still be talking about Drew Brees, whether he's kneeling or not kneeling for the anthem at whatever retirement home he's in. Dude, it's never fucking going away. I don't know what else to say about it, but Drew Brees was like, I'm for Black Lives Matters. I'm donating the money. I'm doing everything. My teammates understand that I'm with them 100%. I'm doing all these things, but I'm still going to stand for the anthem because of family and all that. And I was just like, it's never going to end. Like, it's never going to end. I just want that topic to go away. And now it's like, we're still talking about it. Because he's going to stand.
It's not going to go away. It's like we're still in a bad time. Like so it's not going to go away until there's sort of a noticeable market change in take your pick. I mean, society, yeah. I guess.
But I mean, like, isn't it now though? It's sort of like
say whatever.
It's not a protest though. I feel like it's transitioned from when Colin Kaepernick did it. It was a real protest, Andrew, and he put his career on the line and he kind of got blackballed out of the league. But now I feel like everybody does it, and when you stand, it's more like a demonstration than a protest, right? And I don't even know what to say anymore. I guess my only question is, are we you know? And to Kevin's point, like they're not talking about important things. We're just talking about standing, kneeling. Like, are we just going to talk about this forever, and we're just going to have a little chart, and we're just going to mark off who stands and who kneels, and we're going to judge them on that? I'm just like, I feel like
I hope not. I haven't heard anyone say that they demand that Drew Brees kneel. I don't think anyone is offended or cares that he stands. I think it's more just the vitriol that he was throwing at people that don't stand, that he was saying, I don't respect you if you don't stand. I don't respect that. I'm always going to stand. I don't think anyone cares that Drew Brees stands. I think everyone's fine with that. I mean, I think it would be different if the whole team was kneeling except for Drew Brees. I mean, that would probably send a statement. But if you've got half the team standing, half the team kneeling, I don't know, man.
That's
like,
a good question, though. I mean, Brees, it might only be like five or six dudes. I mean, for baseball, all the baseball players were kneeling and then have like one dude standing up. Like, it could get awkward.
I noticed that. Yeah, awkward. I hear you. But ultimately, I think it's I don't think you have to be a spokesperson for Black Lives Matter in that manner. I don't think you have to do it that way. There are other ways you can do it, and if the anthem is important to you, and for whatever reason, military, everyone's entitled to their opinion, and if you feel like it's important to stand to respect something, then you can do that, and you can honor Black Lives Matter in a different way.
Okay.
And I don't feel like people should have a problem with that if Brees wants to go that route.
Okay, Fredo brought up a really important topic in the chat room. More important than Black Lives Matters, more important than the Rona, more important than anything going on in the world right now. Somebody made a Saints Twitter list, the best follows. And none of us were on it, not the podcast. And Andrew, you had thoughts on that.
What? What bracket are we going to be doing in 2050, in the off season of 2050? That's what I wanted to know. You said fast forward to 2050, and when we're doing this podcast, what are we going to be talking about? I want to know what bracket we're going to be doing in the off season of the 2050 season.
Favorite robot Saints players from 2030 on. Favorite robot Saints players. Like, robot Jason David is going to be fucking amazing.
Will Taysom Hill retire this season?
No, he's going to be young forever.
Twitter is going to be extinct for like 15 years, and we're still going to be talking about Saints Twitter.
All right, so top 10 Twitter Saints followers. So who was in the top 10?
Obviously, not us.
It wasn't us. First of all, you say us. I was not expecting to be making the top 10 greatest Saints. Not me personally. Maybe the podcast, yes.
The podcast, yes. That's what I'm talking
about. But me personally.
I got a couple shout-outs, personally.
By the way, it's at Tulane Shop. Andrew, I could see you. And I could see Ralph, maybe, you know, being included there. But,
I think, Ralph, you had one or two, didn't you?
Well, so who was top 10? So who was number one? The Saints?
Well, every list was different.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Well, it was like a trending thing. Like, everybody got to make their own top 10. Oh,
yes. But it wasn't like Drew Brees, Saints, Cam Newton. It was like, Cam Jordan. But it was like reporters or bloggers or podcasters.
Moose, right. That's why Saints said Moose denied. And
I actually didn't see Moose denied up there at all.
Ralph, no, he wasn't on there. And I was like, he's number one. Everybody else is number two. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I was offended. I think our podcast should have been in the top 10, whatever. I mean, I know they don't put me – they don't view me as a journalist or whatever. Like, I get that. Like, people, they shun me. I'm like a leper. I'm like a crippled leper. I understand that with the Saints media. I don't expect my little Twitter account to be on there. But I expected the podcast to be on there. That's what I'm saying.
I guess people don't like us, man.
No,
you got to keep on hustling, Ralph. Keep on hustling. You got to use this as motivation.
speaking of hustling, you should become a $10 patron so you can get the booze bundle. You can get all the fun stuff. And by the way, thanks to Johnny and Josh and Isabel, who are new signups. Johnny and Josh are new signups. Isabel upgraded. We're going to try to give a shout out to every single $10 patron on the podcast over the next 4 or 5 weeks. But we just wanted to thank them for doing that. You should sign up. And by the way, just to let you know,
my wife
shipped all the boxes. They go out Monday, and somebody is getting a lucky Brian Hansen 1987
nice
Saints card.
Nice. By the way, this is exactly why I won't be doing a top 10 list on Twitter, because it's going to hurt somebody's feelings.
Aw, you guys are hurt. You guys are like genuinely
I am genuinely hurt.
Well, we're talking about it. I'm just saying,
Dave.
That's so sad.
We should have been number 9 on one list.
Number 9? Number nine.
If there was a top 11, we definitely would have been on 3 or 4.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Sure.
So here's my question. Oh, Drew Brees clearly feels like he needs to give up licking his fingers to defeat the Rona and help the Saints win another Lombardi trophy. So I'm going to go around the horn. I'm going to start with you, Kevin. What would you be willing to give up in 2020 for the Saints to win a Lombardi trophy?
Oh, man.
Kevin, just say sex. You've pretty much given that up already anyway. So it's
I was going to say, just give up the podcast. You're already halfway there.
Right. That's halfway. Like, I'm in less than half of those. Haven't had sex in...
ages. At least a year.
No. It's been less than a year. Less than a year. I know that for a fact. Like,
so you've had it more recently than me, then.
9 months, probably. Working on that still. So, yeah, I don't know. Fuck. Can we just lump those together?
Well, 9 months ago, that means you should be expecting a phone call. You could be getting a phone call soon.
Yeah. Not happening.
That is fucking stupid. Wake up.
Ralph, so you needed the Office-based conjugal visit sound clip.
Oh,
right there.
Yeah, I don't
That's
have
right.
that.
Anyway, so what was the question?
Would you give up to guarantee the Saints winning the Super Bowl? Because Drew Brees is giving up licking his fingers. So what would you give up?
I'll steal Fredo's suggestion. I'll give up IPAs.
Oh, that's lame. He don't even drink IPAs.
Because he's a decent
human being. I also haven't had sex, and I'm apparently giving that up, so. Christ.
Andrew, what would you give up?
For a Super Bowl?
For a Super Bowl.
Jesus, I'd give up a lot. There are a lot of things I would give up.
All right, start listing them.
If you promised me a Super Bowl and I just had to quit drinking through February, I would do it.
Oh, through could you give up dominating 50-year-old women on the tennis court, though?
See, I feel like I need that more than ever during the coronavirus. So I don't think I could do that. I don't know.
I'll tell you what I give up after watching the I could give up Pelicans basketball. My God. They need to get out of the NBA bubble because clearly they are infecting it.
I still have Ralph's Zion voicemail in my inbox. It's the only voicemail that I've saved in my yes, that one. So yeah. I would delete that if you promised me a Super Bowl.
I mean, you can make an offer. I want another Super Bowl so bad. And Kevin, the more I think about it, not only do I want another Super Bowl, I think I want this Super Bowl for the Saints. I want them to win this year more than any other year because I know it's going to get weird and I know other fans are going to hate it and call it tainted and call it not legitimate. And that's going to make it more like that would make it more enjoyable to me. Like if you told me the Saints could win a Super Bowl, but they're only going to play 8 games and they're going to be undefeated, like I would love that shit. I would lord that over the Dolphins and Atlanta fans forever. Like, I want them to win, but I also want the season to get weird.
Is that a question to me? Or
no,
that,
like, no. No, I mean, but, like, no, no do, do you feel, no like how weird does the season – is there any version of the Saints winning a Lombardi that you'd be like, eh, that's kind of weird and it's not as enjoyable as I thought? Like, is there any scenario?
No. I don't care if it's a fucking 6-game division-only season and they somehow put 12 teams on each side in the fucking playoffs. I don't care.
Oh, I think it's – I prefer that.
Championship, if you win a championship, it's a championship.
No, it's like what Bomani Jones said on our podcast. It was when the Saints lost to the Rams, and he said, you guys don't get it. I fully admit that you guys got robbed and that it was the call was horrible. I prefer that it happened that way because he used to be a Falcons fan, but he still hates the Saints. And he's like, I feel like the fact that it was that awful for you guys made it better for me as a Saints hater. So I kind of feel that way as a Saints fan. Like if it infuriates other fan bases because they only played 6 games and the playoffs were BS and whatever, like that's awesome. I want that to happen. I'm rooting for that.
How weird do you think it can get, Dave, before the NFL would pull the plug? Like how few amount of games would they be willing to have and still have a season in a playoff and hand somebody a Lombardi?
I don't know. I mean, you got to play at least 8 games in the regular season, I feel
that's,
like.
That's the number I was going to say.
And
what's the smallest season they've had, Ralph?
Was 9. 10 games? The 82 strike season. They did 9.
What number were you holding up there, Kevin?
I really think 6 is as low as they would 6. Go.
6.
That's not a lot.
I know. That's just the division games.
The division.
I know.
6 division games. Everybody, the top 2 teams in every division makes the playoffs.
We're playing every 3 weeks, only division games. That would be pretty funny.
It'd be like the World. It'd be like the World Cup, man. It'd be like group play.
You play a game, you quarantine for 2 weeks, and then you go again.
I mean, that's actually not a terrible idea as far as like player safety standpoint.
Yeah.
Look, I'd watch the games, man.
You know, there was.
If you could stagger it, you could have games every weekend and stagger it so that way teams are taking off when other teams are playing, yada yada yada.
I feel like something needs to be said here that, look, I'm going to take football in whatever form they give it to me in, and my expectations are low just in terms of, like, it's going to be weird. We don't know what's going to happen, but we need to – I don't want to see much complaining on Twitter or just in general on social media about the quality of these games, because I'm resigned to the fact that the refs are probably going to have to let some stuff go, because I think the quality of the play is going to be awesome.
I was thinking of this, Dave. There is a non-zero chance that the Saints will start a quarterback in a regular season game that is not on their roster. Like, I know you could say, well, that could happen any year, but it's unlikely. But this year, you really could have Rona getting that quarterback room and the Saints having to start somebody that's not on the roster. So this year,
Johnny Manziel.
Oh, stop.
Oh my God.
That's a good question, though. Who would they bring back, Andrew?
Johnny Manziel have lunch with Sean Payton like 5 years ago?
He did. I think they would try to get McCown.
What's Mark Brunell doing these days?
Chase Daniel. They'll trade
AARP.
They'll trade a fifth round pick for Chase Daniel.
And try to get Tony Romo out of the booth from CBS.
Nobody's getting Romo out of the booth after that contract.
It's true. But you know, Jay Cutler. Speaking of
Cutler, didn't he just get divorced? He got divorced. His meal ticket.
He might need monies. You know, but the Saints.
someone just put in the comments, Garrett Grayson.
by the way, Garrett Grayson, rookie card. Some lucky patron, it's in their booze bundle box. I won't say the name. It's going to be a surprise for you. You get it. Best $10 you ever spent.
Is that a chef's kiss right there?
Yeah, it was. And Stanley Jean-Baptiste and Usama Young and a Jason David. Like, we sent all the Saints legend cards out to people. The Saints did have actual news today, Dave. Did you celebrate when you found out little Jordan Humphrey didn't get cut?
I was pretty excited. I checked the roster this evening. Still there. Still on the roster. My boy.
When are we going to do the UDFA draft?
I don't know. I don't know, but we need to talk about that because Andrew tweeted – he texted me a picture of freaking Throckmorton's locker is on wheels. And I feel like, Kevin, if your locker's on wheels, that means there's a 90% chance that you're like Milton from Office Space – and they just don't want to tell you that you're fired. So he's way down on my UDFA board because, I mean, how many lockers do they have on wheels?
I have no idea. I don't know. Probably. It's the social distancing thing, I'm guessing, more than anything else. But, exactly. I wasn't sure if I was allowed to tweet that or not since he's my coworker's cousin. So I decided to just – text it to you guys, but yeah, his locker is on wheels, and so he kind of carted it around the room. But then you've got other lockers that are clearly in place, so I'm guessing it's kind of a low man on the totem pole UDFA situation. But
still, take a stapler and everything will be okay.
Oh my God, men, start taking notes. Because Manscaped accidents are finally a thing of the past. The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 has been beautifully designed to reduce those painful nicks and tugs. This is their third generation trimmer featuring advanced skin-safe technology so you keep your bad boys nice and smooth. The Manscaped engineering team obsesses over technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. And they spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. When I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes so you can take a longer shave. The water-resistant technology allows you to shave in the shower, too. Oh, one of the coolest features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. And let's not forget about the charging stand. Show your mower off loud and proud because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. You need to try this out yourself. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Once again, get 20% off and free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code armchair. Your balls will thank you.
Yeah, but we need to, you know, I'm done talking about little Jordan and Granderson. You know, they're already in the family now. We need new blood.
Adrian McGee was a guy that I was looking at possibly doing, and he got cut today. They also cut Tommy Lee Lewis, which made a lot of Saints fans happy, although it's not Tommy Lee Lewis's fault. He got destroyed in the NFC Championship game. But they also cut Kevin, possibly my favorite named player on the Saints, Gus Cumberlander, because he sounds like a Civil War general. They released him. And
he sounds like he's the star of a BBC series.
That too. Like he's the next Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And they also cut, Andrew, a guy that me and you did a write-up on for the $10 patrons, and we did an entire podcast on the potential of him making the team. That would be Houston Roughnecks legend Diatric Nichols. So that was surprising.
Yeah, I thought they'd give him a little bit longer of a look, but you know, he was a UDFA, then an XFL guy, so he was a long shot. Not a huge surprise.
I'm giving you a longer look every day, every day.
Every day I write the book.
So are we gonna do the UDFA draft today?
Every day I write the book.
I guess we got to.
Well, here's my question. So since Kevin's here and he didn't participate last year, is he like the expansion franchise?
Yeah, he is.
Does he get to leap all of us and get the
first
pick?
Yeah, he does.
Pick?
Kevin, you can pick first. Go ahead.
And then Ralph, if you're
I'm
second, because you
this.
Had a sick
go. I'm not ready. I haven't done my research.
Well, you're going to have to let it rip, baby.
You're going to have to let
so
it
Ralph,
rip.
Ralph, you go second because you had Ozigbo last year, and you clearly failed there because he was cut.
Wait a minute.
To make the team.
I don't even know what my fucking options are.
What am I looking up?
Saints UDFAs.
You need to pick a UDFA from the Saints roster.
That's going to make the roster.
And
make
the 53. Kevin, so you're first. Ralph, you're second. Dave picked a guy that actually made the team, little Jordan Humphrey. So he finished second. And I won the challenge because I picked Granderson, who not only made the team but had a sack.
Okay, so I have to find a guy that's still on the team.
Yes.
UDFA, yeah.
We won't let you pick a guy that was cut today. Don't worry.
Juwan Johnson, wide receiver.
The official website, will they say that they have people that are – they'll identify him as UDFA?
Yeah.
Identify him as rookie and
Google UDFA, Kevin. It'll pull up a list. I'm looking at it now.
Just look at the Saints roster and look at all the rookies.
Joe Bosch.
Look these assholes.
All right, I'm already ready.
I'm on the Saints official website. Man, they got to find a way. Okay, there it is. Experience.
You can filter by experience, and that'll show you. Yeah.
Well, they still have Cumberlander on this thing.
Yeah. It's a weekend, man. The web guy's not working. You know.
Man, Throckmorton. That's such a good name, but I can't – y'all got me frightened that he's going to be cut.
I think a good pick here, Kevin, would be Blake Gilligan, the punter out of Penn State. Just saying.
This motherfucker looks like he sells insurance. Three times.
With Morstead on the roster, I don't think any of us are touching
him. No. Three-time insurance salesman of the year. Come on. That haircut says junior senator from Indiana.
It does. It really does.
Come on, Mo. Look, I'm sure you're a nice guy. Probably fun to talk to, I guess. But fuck, come on, my man. Oh, God. You know what? See, I was about to say a name, but now I can't be sure. Because I'm looking at the colleges, too.
I should've...
Okay, there's a guy that went to Notre Dame named Tony Jones Jr.
Ooh, he's going with the running back.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll go with him.
All right.
Tony Jones Jr. Yeah.
God, he's got the first pick, and he wastes it on that guy.
I was going to go Throckmorton all the way, but now that he's got the rolling locker, it concerns me very, very much. I like the name Tino Ellis. I don't know anything about him. I just like the name. Joe Bosci.
Oh, no! Everybody in the chat is saying I should have traded down. Damn it!
You can't. I'm gonna go. No. I was gonna go Joe Bosci because he's got a Sopranos type name, and I thought the Saints had an open spot at linebacker, but they just signed the guy from the Eagles this week, and I'm not as sold on him, so I got to go back to my original guy, but I'm not feeling good about it. That's Calvin Throckmorton, offensive lineman, Oregon. That's my pick. That's my pick.
You're going Throck.
I'm going Throck. Right. I'm going to Throck all out right. With my cock out.
Throcking out. Wait. Rock out with your Throck out, I think.
Yeah, right. That's it. Rock out with your Throck out.
I don't think we're supposed to be doing anything with our cocks.
Well, I'm not, clearly.
Yeah. I mean, how do you say his name? Bocci or Bocci?
Bocci.
Yeah, Bocci. Like, first of all, I love that because, you know, Bocci ball is a Italian pastime. That's a fun game to play. And, I mean, really and truly, he may have the best chance. I mean, I think he was, like, the most talented out of all the undrafted free agents. But I'm going to go with the other guy that I think has a pretty decent chance to actually make the roster. I'm going to go with Malcolm Roach.
That is idiotic.
I like that pick. Yeah. He was on my short list here. He was on my board. He was in my bubble. He was in my cloud.
Well, you know, I had him really high up on my board, and he was the highest player left when it was my turn to pick. So, you know, I had to go with him.
Jason in the chat room said
his
Brad
been available.
If Bradham pulls a Dan Morgan, Bosci looks like a great pick.
Right, yeah. I probably wouldn't have been able to pass up rocking out with my Throck out if he was still available.
Mm. All right. Well, my board, Juwan Johnson, the Oregon receiver, and mostly because they cut Krishan Hogan today, and he's a big physical blocker. So I just feel like Juwan Johnson with the cut of Hogan today has a decent shot. So I'm kind of between him. Bosci is still there. So, you know, like Ralph said, with Nigel Bradham on the team now, I'm less psyched about him. But he can still make it if he's good on special teams. And then you've got the big 6'1 corner, Keith Washington, out of West Virginia. So that those three are kind of the three I'm juggling.
The nerds love Keith Washington. They love him.
I got to go with the nerds here. I'm going to go with Keith Washington out of West Virginia, 6'1 corner. Welcome to the family, big guy.
All right, that's it. We're all locked in now.
Sick,
we've got a whole year of content.
Sick people. Mentally sick. 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 Sick people. Sick in the head.
I have to say,
in the chat. Make sure you you say hello to your new grandson, Keith Washington.
I have to say, it's not important that I win this year's UDFA draft and my son, my adopted son, makes the team. I don't care about that. I just can't have Andrew win back-to-back years because then he'll be fucking insufferable, Dave. Like, I can't I can't have it.
That's true. It's very true.
The thing was, last year, none of us
asshole.
None of us picked Deontay Harris, which we should have.
Yeah. Or Shy Tuttle.
Or Shy Tuttle, yeah.
Yeah, because if one of us had picked Shy Tuttle, it would have been over.
Oh, interception! Matt Ryan. Oh my God. Wie eine Puppe gibt er ihn in Stiffarm und er fliegt auf den Boden. Hör doch mal auf.
That would have been game, set, and match on the undrafted free agent contest if somebody had picked Shai Tuttle.
Yeah. But see, Shai Tuttle, it's hard to do this at the beginning because
he's a late bloomer. He was a late bloomer. We gotta go all season. We can't decide a winner until the Super Bowl is over.
Well, now it's going to be extra hard, Andrew, because we don't even have games. Like, at least last year, we were after one or two games, you're like, oh, yeah, Deontay Harris, should have drafted him. This year, you don't even have games, and we won't even have Twitter footage of fans because you can't go to the practices. So we won't have fucking no clue. All we're going to get is the only pipeline we'll have is, like, people that you trust that are at practice, I guess, like Underhill or whoever. But it's going to be the wild, wild west for UDFAs. We're going to have no idea
what's going on. Right now, the Saints cut down to 81, as far as I know. So right now, they still have to make one more cut to get down to 80. So yeah. All four of us are kind of exposed right now.
Yeah, we should have. Somebody in the chat room made a good point. We should have had Nick Underhill as our guest celebrity UDFA draft expert, a la Mel Kiper, and he could have broken.
Nick was all in on Maurice Harris, who got cut today. So you know, Nick can be wrong. I don't think Nick would have guessed Shai Tuttle as player of the year last. You never know. Probably would have.
No.
He did see Willie Snead coming up 10 miles away.
He did. That's why we always trust Nick, cuz he's like, well, he built the Willie Snead bandwagon from scratch. So Kevin, Andrew, you did a really interesting, bizarre thing. You went and looked at the all-time Saints roster of players and you looked at who had the name Ralph, Andrew, Dave, or Kevin, and you found the worst ones with all our names, and you came to a definitive conclusion of which of our names is the worst crop of Saints players?
Well, Ralph, the Saints started their Kevin history by drafting Kevin Hardy, and you know more about this as a Saints historian than I do.
Let's start there. Here's what happened. In the 60s, the NFL didn't have free agency. And even
this
when
was
players
1968.
Were in 68, yeah. Even when a player, like, their contract was up, another team, they weren't supposed to sign them. It was understood that, like, you don't do that. And the Saints went and signed a San Francisco player, and the NFL commissioner was like, Saints, what the fuck you doing? You don't sign free agents. Your first round pick from 68, San Francisco gets him. That's your penalty. And so he never played it down for the Saints. They picked him, and then NFL took him away and sent him to San Francisco.
Yeah, so he's one of the worst picks in Saints history in the first round because he never played for him. And this started a downward spiral, which was 12 Kevins, all of them awful.
The
curse of Kevin. And, you know, Kevin changed his name to Sean Orleans. That's his wrestler name now. You know, he tried to break this curse. But we have
that
yet
didn't
to
work
see,
either.
No, we've yet to see a Kevin do anything on the field for the Saints. So I'm going to name these. So we mentioned Kevin Hardy. He was kind of the genesis of this. And since then, we've had 11 others come to the Saints roster and fail in their attempts. We've got Kevin Haverdink, the offensive lineman, terrible. Kevin Mathis, who was burned every time they threw the ball at him. We have Kevin Hauser, who was probably the best one of the bunch, but, you know, there was that whole stealing
Ponzi
Drew Brees'
scheme.
Money. Yeah, stealing Sean Payton's money and promising tax credits that never came. Kevin Casevaharn, you guys remember that guy?
Ooh, he was fucking atrocious. And I was,
he had an interception or two.
I was so excited when they got him from Cincinnati too.
He had an interception for every 12 pass interferences.
Oh,
and
my God.
20 missed tackles. You'll remember in the late 90s, there were the two Mitchell linebackers. One of them was good. One of them was very bad. It was Keith Mitchell and Kevin Mitchell. Whew. I'll let you guys guess who the very bad one was. And then after that, it's a bunch of Kevins. Well, Kevin Redick, remember that linebacker?
No idea. Was he a Hazlitt linebacker?
No, he was with Peyton. Kevin Redick. He was terrible.
No idea.
And then a bunch of guys I've never heard of that never amounted to anything. We've got Kevin Gray, Kevin Hunt, Kevin Ingram, and Kevin Young.
Kevin Young could come to my door in his jersey and I wouldn't know who the fuck he was.
Yeah, it's a bleak, bleak history.
I mean,
now Andrew, you've got, you know, Andrew Glover, the tight end, he caught a pass in the playoff game against the Rams. You know, he caught like five touchdowns that year.
Do they even have any players named Ralph on the Saints?
There were two Ralphs.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Including an offensive lineman, Ralph Williams, who started in two seasons, I think 20 games. So he started 20 games at guard for the Saints.
Yeah.
Ralph, so that's your biological name? Like, that's your full name on your birth certificate?
Ralph Lane Marlborough.
And then, you know, obviously they've got tons of Davids, or Dave. So you got Dave Witzel, Dave Waymer. You got Jason David, if you want to use him.
And by the way, Dave, who the fuck would decide to go by the name Ralph? Like, if my name was Robert, like, why would I be like, yeah, I want to go by Ralph? Like, the oldest sounding old-time name that ever was.
I've always wondered that about people named Dick. Like, your name's Richard. Who decides to go with Dick? Who says, yeah, I want to be called Dick for the rest of my life?
I think that gets put on you. Like, you don't decide it. People just start calling
it. Isn't it like a second Richard or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is that how that works? If you're the if you're Richard the second, you're Dick?
I don't know. I might have just made that up. But, I mean, remember the Vanderlaunts saying, imagine being named Ralph?
Yeah.
And savaging him?
Yeah. They still owe me, but he got cut, so I don't have to worry about his sister.
No, he did not. He did not get cut.
He opted out. Yeah, so I don't have to worry about his sister coming for me.
I'm already losing track. This is going to be impossible to keep track of the season between people opting out, getting coronavirus, being injured, getting cut. Forget
somehow. Somehow the Saints have no dudes with the Rona. Not a one.
Here's the thing. Here's something for the chat room. What should be our Rona breaking news sounder that we use? Because you know somebody, a Saints player or staff or coach, somebody's going to get the Rona. What should be our Saints Rona sound effect? And we can't just use the regular breaking news sound effect because that's not good enough. We need our special Rona breaking news sound effect. What should it be? People in the chat room, do your thing. So is that it? So I mean, so Andrew,
Kevin curse continues.
I mean, Kevin, they just need, like, you just want a warm body to be named Kevin at this point, or somebody that doesn't swindle the coach and the quarterback out of money.
Right. I would prefer just a guy who just sits on the bench most of the game, comes out for punts. And barely, never doesn't even get near the ball. He's just a guy who's like, he's off to the side, shoving a guy, whatever, getting handsy with somebody else on the other team. That's it.
That's not gonna
break the curse, man.
Yeah, that's gonna continue the line of mediocrity of all the Kevins that have ever played for the Saints. You need somebody who's gonna go out there and totally change the game. Pass. Yeah, change the game for all Kevins moving forward.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, no. Here's the thing. We can get somebody that does that, but then because other people are either getting the Rona or need to get quarantined or get cut or opt out, that person gets put in as like the third string safety or corner and ends up getting like two interceptions in a single game and completely over-delivers on expectation, and then that vaults them to the top of the rest of the Kevins.
I've got a better idea. We get Taysom Hill to legally change his name to Kevin Hill, and problem solved.
Or
too similar to my name.
Or he gets ruined.
No, or we get Lil Jordan Humphrey to change his name to Lil Jordan Kevin, then you're good to go. Or Lil Kevin Humphrey? Lil Kevin Humphrey? Do we like Lil Kevin? Did you ever want a Lil Kevin, Kevin? Did you ever want yourself just a Lil Kevin?
No.
Not a lot of Kevin, just a Lil Kevin.
Yeah, no. There's too much Kevin.
Well, who is this UDFA son? Tony Jones? Is that who he picked?
Tony Jones Jr.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, if the Kevin curse is as powerful as I think it is, Tony Jones is probably that guy that's about to get cut to make it 80.
As sports keep coming back, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, betonline.ag. Major League Baseball will soon be in full swing, and there's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to be in on. Also, tune in as Floyd Money Mayweather joins the BetOnline team in a new segment called The Ice is Right, where he talks about his expansive jewelry collection. He'll give you the chance to win some great prizes and bet on the cost of his bling. Visit betonline.ag today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the welcome back to sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. So before we get to questions, which we only have a couple, but before we get to questions, I want to tell a quick story that I told on Twitter, but it's amazing, so I want to tell it. So my kid had been needing to go to Taekwondo to get his first belt, his yellow belt or whatever. And he'd been a disaster for like a month and a half, not practicing, not doing anything. And he kept saying, I'll be fine. I don't want to practice. So I'm like, my wife even was like, I'm not going to this. She's like, I'm not going to this because he's just going to fail. He's going to be in tears. He's not going to get the certificate. He's not going to get the trophy. He's not going to break the board. It's going to be terrible. I'm not going to go. So we go.
How old is your son now?
He's four. So he goes into this
test.
He's
taking Taekwondo at four?
Yeah. So he's taking the Taekwondo, and because it's social distancing, you know, he goes in and it's just him and the teacher in the room. And I'm like, this is going to be a disaster. He looks back at me, goes, I got it. He nails the routine, breaks the board, gets the trophy, walks back to me, looks me dead in the face, if I'm lying, I'm dying, and said, Dad, I told you practice is boring. I felt like he turned into the Taekwondo version of Allen Iverson.
We're talking about practice.
He's like,
not a game. We're talking about practice.
And honestly, it's
Michael Jordan. He just turns it up whenever he needs to.
And honestly, it's probably my favorite moment of his entire life so far. Like, I died laughing. I was like, this little arrogant son of a bitch looked me dead in the face and told me practice was boring after 6 weeks of not giving a damn about this routine and just nailed it.
At four.
Comes from your wife's side, I guess.
What does the routine entail? Did he just have to walk up and like, hi-ya?
No, he's got to like, no, it's like you gotta like block, punch, side kick, front kick, bow. Like, it's a little routine. Like, it's not, you know, nothing, you know? So, and also the little.
I'm picturing four-year-olds just doing that shit. That's hilarious.
It is. The thing is, too, though, that he does that I really do not like is he'll say, Dad, I got two good hands. I'm like, that's just mean, kid. But it's just mean.
You gotta be kidding me. He does not say that.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Just arrogant to the core. We probably saved the best part.
Holy shit.
We probably saved the best part for the end of the show. Probably should have let off with that story. But, you know, since we didn't have any questions, we only had a couple. We got a couple questions. So now I'll start the take it to the top that Dave loves so much.
Getting sandy.
So,
Dave's going jazz dance.
This is from Dale. Dave, should we be concerned that the Saints have zero positive cases so far?
From who? Dale?
Yeah.
Okay.
No relation to Tony.
I was about to say that. Damn it.
That's her husband, no? Should we be concerned? No, why? You think we're hiding cases?
Yeah, like, I mean, the Saints, man. You know them with the salary cap and bounty gate. Like, you know, are the Saints up to, like, nefarious shit is what he's getting at, I think.
No, I think they're all right. I think they're just – they've been doing a good job.
Other question. Drew Brees said that he's really excited about the 2 days he worked with Emmanuel Sanders, Andrew. Does this make you – have higher expectations than you already did for him?
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, Brees is all about time to task and tons of reps, and that's how he develops chemistry with his receivers. And so, no, I definitely think him going to Denver was important, and, you know, the fact that they got to work together is a positive sign for Emmanuel Sanders making an impact. And look, I know people are down on Sanders. Who is the media guy that was really down on it? It was your boy, Ralph.
Bill Barnwell, yeah.
But no, I think he's huge for this offense. I've said that all along. I really am a big Emmanuel Sanders believer, and I just think his skill set is going to fit perfectly with this offense. And, you know, the fact that he's been working with Drew Brees on the side, I think is going to make it even better. So I'm pumped for sure.
Kevin, this might be my favorite tweet of the year from Alexander. He worked in lyrics to the song for this tweet. Assuming there's a season, what will the Saints have to do to make it, to take it to the top? Will they go there and will all the things they want to be? What's there to it? Will they sail right through to the top? Will they make it after all? No one falls to the top. Is he right? I don't even know.
Yes. Yeah. The fuck kind of, like, yeah, you put in that kind of effort on the tweet. Yeah. You, whatever you're saying. Sure. You're correct.
Josh Williams says, new patron. He says, I need my crew to Taysom Cup to shove it in Patriots fans' faces like this classic. And he just tweeted, he said, it's not a question, though. Final question, Dave. Can we get Ralph some better beer for the podcast? That's mean.
Oh my God. I mean, it's pretty hard to go anywhere but up from here. Bud Light Lime. Jesus Christ.
Oh, we can get him a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
I don't know. That might be better. Shit. That might be better. A Zima might be an improvement for crying out loud. Jesus.
I was gonna say if he starts ripping the claw, that's probably an improvement.
Hell yeah, dude. Get you some claw.
No, truly.
You people are wrong.
Ugh.
So
I've tried. Not good. Give me the claw.
Ralph, were you going to talk about half of the Patriots team opting out?
I was. I totally forgot about that. We'll talk about that, then we'll get out of here. No, I just think, like, something with the Patriots, Andrew, is going on. Like, they have 8 dudes that opted out. Like, something is amiss there. I mean, I have a theory that playing for the Patriots is not fun. Former players have said it. They, like, you win, it's great, but they don't really pay you that well, and it's not fun, but you win and you get rings. I think a lot of players for the Patriots are like, I don't want to deal with Bill Belichick's shit and the Rona. Like, it's too stressful. I'm just opting out. Like, that's my theory. Am I wrong?
I mean, I think part of the reason why very few Saints – I mean, no Saints players have opted out except for 2 that probably weren't making the team anyway. And I just think there's the big reason for that is that they're all committed to trying to win a Super Bowl. And that's the big goal of theirs, and they believe they can do it. So that's why I think the Saints have such buy-in and commitment. And I just think, yeah, it's all the things you said, but I think it's also that they've won a bunch. So they're like – man, I've already got all these rings.
The Patriots have won a bunch, though.
I don't want to put up with – what's that?
Well, the Patriots have won a bunch, too, but I guess they don't have Brady now, so – but they have Cam, right?
Yeah.
But, like, Kevin, here's a question for you. Like, if you had a horrible fucking boss, and I bet you Bill Belichick is a horrible boss. Like, if you had a horrible boss and you had a chance to opt out and not work for a year and not have to deal with that boss, wouldn't you do it?
And get paid?
Yeah, and get paid. Like,
yeah.
Well,
they're not going to get paid, but they, like, you know, they could probably survive for a year. Oh, and they get 150 grand.
Wait a minute,
right?
Hang on. No, if I'm not getting paid, then no. It's like I'll put up with the shitty boss. I need my money. And I'm sure, listen, I'm sure NFL players making the minimum or near the minimum, they probably need the money too.
Well, it's not minimum guys that are opting out for the most part.
No,
but it's
Vanderlaan.
Well, no, for the Patriots, it's not, though. It's like their starting linebacker that made the play in the Super Bowl. I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Hightower.
He started the comeback against Atlanta.
Patrick Chung, the safety.
The starting guard. Like, it's not nobody players. Like, it's
Bolden, the running back. Yeah. I mean, it's good players.
Yeah. So, Dave, do you have a theory on why all the Patriots are abandoning ship? I mean, it's funny.
I had kind of given it some just quick thought. You could say, well, you always hear about how Belichick has the Patriot, all the players, the Patriot way, and they're well disciplined, and they all fall in line, and they all buy into the whole thing, and they all have, they've got a lot of leaders on that team, so maybe these guys are just. They're just all alpha type players. They're all just leaders. And so they're just, they're trying to lead by opting out and hoping everybody else is just going to follow their lead.
Well, I tweeted something and Patriot fans got big mad at me. I said, it's a plot by Bill Belichick. He's not asking players to opt out. He's opting in to Trevor Lawrence in 2021. And Patriot fans found that tweet and they got fucking mad at me. Woo! They were mad. I was just like, dude, I'm just joking. Like, come on, people, calm the fuck down. But anyway, so
that's probably the best thing that could happen to them, honestly.
Yeah, like, well, unless Cam, yeah, because the thing is, Cam's only going to be there 1 year. They're probably better off going like 2-14, getting Trevor Lawrence and rebuilding. But so. Guys, thanks for joining us in the chat. Don't the boxes look lovely? The new boxes. We got the video working pretty good tonight. We got the new graphic going. You should sign up, support the show, $10 level. Get your booze bundle. Get it shipped out to you.
My wife.
We'll get that shipped out to you pronto if you sign up. So for Dave, for Andrew, for Kevin, I'm Ralph. Until next week, the bar is closed.
R.I.P. Wilford Brimley.